irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was created and founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed with you in mind to kind of move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's really packed full, an hour almost, of people that will come on and answer that proverbial question, how did I get here? And of course, it's a show that I get to do with my two side, I must say side, co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to another show. You guys ready for the week, right?
Yep. Always ready. Always ready.
Yeah. You KJ, you ready?
We're good.
And ready. Yeah.
Yes.
So last week, right, Niles did a wonderful display of how the principle that was selected by him for us is to be carried out in your life. Niles, if you would just recap it really quickly for us, and then we will get into the show.
Yes, I talked about the art of being prepared and embracing the process. It's always important to be prepared. It's always important to embrace the process. There's no such thing as an overnight process. You got to take it day by day, you know, brick by brick, stone by stone. Don't look for an easy or a quick process, because it's not going to happen when it comes to anything that's great. Now, if you want to rush things, then you may be missing the important pieces and the important parts. You may glaze over things. You want to make sure that you learn every lesson. So don't rush the process. Embrace it. A lot of us don't feel pain. We don't want to feel discomfort. It's a part of the process. It's all throughout the Bible. It's all throughout history. There's no such thing as achieving greatness on an easy road. Okay? You are paving your own road, especially if you are the first person in your family or your circle to do what you're doing. Don't expect it to be easy. And when you find out that it's not easy, do not run.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so very much, because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we're segueing into another portion of the series, the Soul Speak series. And that's, we know that the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So we're dealing today with emotions, and you hear people always talk about, you know, you need to get your emotions under check, man, what's wrong with you? Their scientists have proven, okay, we'll go scientists and the Bible, scientists have proven that there are six basic emotions that every human on the planet will experience at one time or another. And the six basic ones are fear, disgust, anger, surprise, happiness, and sadness. Fear, disgust, anger, surprise, happiness, and sadness. And when you think about each one of the basics, there are more than just the six. There's this thing called the mood wheel, and it kind of deals on the anatomic, they call it the sympathetic nervous system, which is a branch of the automatic nervous system, which controls your blood flow, your heart rate. And when people say, well, I think I can control my emotions, but sometimes things just, it happens, and I find myself acting this way when in theory I want to act this way. Well, that's a reason for that. There are three states that, again, scientists have documented: subjective experience, a physiological response, and then behavioral or expressive response. I just want to deal with the subjective experience. With the subjective experience, where we're feeling that feeling of anger, that feeling of fear. The Bible tells us that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, and we're able to make decisions not just based on how we're feeling at that moment. So again, when I was doing my research, it went so deep into emotions that I'm thinking, okay, now I get it. We really are complex individuals. So the principles, six principles to deal with your emotions, just six that we would love for you to consider. One, recognize your emotions. These are six principles to deal with the emotions. Two, slow your pace. My mama used to say, just slow down, Pootie, slow down. Three, share your emotions with God. Four, teach yourself to stop. Five, pinpoint your triggers and underlying emotions. And then six, and Niles, you said it best when you challenged all of us a couple of weeks ago to use our imaginations. One of the six principles, the sixth principle, is visualize your victory. How about that? Six things that we can do that can control how we respond, and the fact that we really need to get in touch with our emotions. So for all intents and purposes, it is okay right now with what we're dealing with for you to feel some kind of way. However, just kind of make certain that you're not borderlining into that bitterness, because that is something that you do not want to have yourself being exposed to. Not in this time, not now.
100%.
So what do you think? You think we can actually control our emotions subjectively?
Yes, but it's going to be a difficult run. It's not easy to control what's going on inside of you, especially what's going on inside of your head. Something that I've been working on like the past year is learning how to control my mind and my emotions. Because my mind before was constantly going, constantly going. And it was hard for me to kind of get a grasp. And when you're like always analyzing and always like evaluating your thoughts, like it puts stress on your body, it puts stress on your mind and so on. So, I started meditating, reading, writing a lot, and really just started working on like self-improvement and, reading the Bible and listening to motivational things and watching what I fed myself. But I realized like I was just like tense a lot before when I was like consistently running up here. Emotionally, I've really been working on that. Of course, we're not robots, and we will, life is going to happen. So we will feel, but fear is an emotion too. But we will feel and go through, certain experiences that will make us feel certain ways. But I think it's important to, ask why, and then start digging deeper. Like, why am I feeling this way? What is the root of this? And so on. And in doing that, then you might start to grasp how to possibly control your emotions, or at least put a damper on them. Because I think something that becomes very difficult and makes your life difficult is when you respond to everything in life from an emotional standpoint. You're always going to be back and forth. And it also shows some places that are unhealed. Like when you think when you think from a place of emotion all the time, it's hard for you to view things from a holistic perspective. And sometimes you might start to develop like a victim's mentality, or you might feel like things are always coming at you, and things come at all of us. And sometimes we do have some crazy things that happen to us, like, in sequences. But, we can definitely control, how we respond to situations, but we have to evaluate ourselves and what's going on internally.
It's almost,
and that's the hard part, because those are emotions a lot of times that you're repressing and just sticking, down and just, trying to, cover them up. So when they start to bubble up and you start to, truly feel and experience what's going on, it may be uncomfortable, but it may help with the process and how you deal with things from here on out.
I remember this week or last week, I sent Niles a little video saying suppressing what you're feeling versus actually disciplining yourself. with what you're feeling. When you suppress it, the problem doesn't go away. It's always there. You're just pushing everything under a rug. Versus when you discipline yourself, you're actually facing it face to face, and you're telling your higher self that, look, I know you exist, but you are not helping me get to where I need to be or becoming my greater self, you know? And like, you have to look at what Bruce Lee said. Emotions can be the enemy. If you give into your emotions, you lose yourself. You must be at one with your emotion, because the body always follows the mind.
That's good. That's so really good. Absolutely.
Discipline.
I love that.
Like, I always ask myself that question now. It's like, whenever I have an emotional reaction, I was like, wait, whoa, hold up, time out. Wait a minute. Let's see where this came from, because me, and I don't want this whole, my whole day to be spiraling out of control because I had this one thought and it just trajected me into a whole nother space. So we all have emotions and we all feel. It's a given. So the biggest thing is don't act on it, because our emotions are like the sea. They change every day, every second, every hour. So you can't master it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's good to see it from a different perspective, you know, because each one of us brings so much to the table to know that, you know, this is a discipline that is constant. You're constantly challenging yourself not to react, you know, to everything that someone says it and or does. And it's a process. I won't lie to you.
Yeah,
and you have to commit to it every day.
Sometimes
you have to press that reset button, because, like I said, sometimes we're you know, taken over by emotions or whatever else. So you have to hit that reset button and kind of remind yourself and have that woo-sah moment. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's possible, but it's work.
It's just a lot of work.
If you don't want to do work, then you might have a hard time with it. So you know.
Yeah. Again, another quote from Bruce Lee. Another quote from Bruce Lee: "Don't pray for an easy life. Pray for strength to endure a difficult one."
Wow. You know, hearing this, and I'm just going to ask, you know, just comment on this. Hearing him say these things, I mean, I never knew that he was so in tune to who he was. You know what I mean? I just did not know, because all I see, of course, was discipline with the martial arts, but there was just so much more to him than just martial arts.
Yeah, there's so much. Like, he literally trained his mind. Like, if you want to look, I would say, if you ever want to get to a destination, look at people who have already been there and study.
I love it.
Thank you. That is the fastest route.
Huh.
There we go. There we go. You know what?
Did he just drop the mic?
I have another quote that I just thought about. Don't watch the boat float. Watch the float with the boat.
What?
Mm-hmm. That was deep, right? You guys thinking about that, right? You thinking about that? That just came off the top. You know, y'all spent some time on that.
Yes, sir.
By the way, that means absolutely nothing, okay?
I love you, Niles. I love it. I absolutely love it. Wow. So what way, KJ, would you, I mean, for the couple of minutes that we have before we segue into the next point, what way could you advise someone if they were saying, you know, I'm just feeling lost. I'm feeling hopeless now. You know, I thought we were headed in one direction and here we are. They're talking about, you know, no school and just so many things that are going on, so many moving parts. How do you address someone who's having these feelings, these emotions?
I would say that, one, we all feel the same emotions at a point in time. We're probably not feeling it right now. But Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. So, I would say embrace it. Don't move. I didn't say 100% move. I said, okay, look, you're feeling. It's okay to feel. It is okay to feel. But in the midst of feeling, learn, have an activity or some way for you to, okay, look, understand. Like, I need to get out of this because it's not helping me with my present circumstance. It's not. So find a way to escape it and move, because we all feel it. And talk to somebody. Talking helps. I talk to my aunts, I talk to you. Have a strong founded person who's able to talk with you.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you gotta talk to yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta talk to yourself and remind yourself, and don't think you're crazy because you talk to yourself, because everybody talks to themselves. It's always that person in the corner talking to themselves, and you're looking at them like they're crazy, but you do it too. Sometimes you have to do it to get yourself realigned. Yeah. Talk to yourself. It helps.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. I agree wholeheartedly. Very healthy. Mm. Very healthy. So where are we, KJ?
All right, everybody. We have our guest coming in right now. Let me just add her to this Zoom call. We have Ashley Nicole Green here with us. Cheers. Her Ashley Nicole Green with us, songwriter, producer, music engineer, actress here in the flesh.
Oh, wow. Thank you so very much for being here. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we asked that proverbial question, right? How did you get here? Wow. I mean, you're living the life at 3 years old. I think 4 years old, you made up your mind that this is what I want to be in life. Who does that?
I was actually in the midst of watching a TV show. I think it was a talent show. And I was just enthralled. I was just like in awe staring at the screen. And I just turned to my mom and told her that that's what I want to do. And of course, I didn't know what it would take to get there. All I knew is that is where I wanted to be. And since that point in time, she's done everything possible, sacrificed everything to make that a reality for me, which I'm so thankful for, because I know not everyone's parents are, you know,
absolutely. Wow, what a blessing. Seriously, what a blessing. One, that you identified with what you saw, and we're glad you did. But then having, like you said, having your mom, having that person there that said, you know what, okay, let's do this. So I will ask, is there anyone else in your family that was as, this is what I want to do, that maybe you could model from, or this is something that happened?
You mean in terms of music or just?
Well, in terms of overall, is there someone that you said that was doing, that does everything that you do now, sing, dance, act?
Well, there's a lot of
models.
Oh, okay. There's no other musicians, actors, singers, or songwriters in my family at all. But there are a lot of strong, independent Black women that I had to look up to.
Yeah.
But I still had women that had a lot of drive, but no one else is a musician in my family except for me.
Wow.
Ooh, I love independent Black women. Hey, there we go. So how has it been so far? Like, you're pushing the envelope every day just by being an artist, you know, just not going along with the status quo and, you know, the life that's prescribed to us for the most part. Go to school, do X, Y, and Z. A lot of folks think we are crazy as artists or entrepreneurs or anybody who's stepping outside of the box. Folks look at us like we are crazy and like, you know, we just are out of this world. So how's that been for you, pushing the envelope on a consistent basis?
For me, I've been thankful enough to grow up in the industry. So most of my friends are in the industry themselves. So we all understand that craziness that most people don't understand. Not don't understand, but they can't, I guess, relate to. I've been privileged enough to have most of my friends be musicians and actresses and actors. I also was homeschooled starting during eighth grade because I was in the studio so often. That I couldn't balance being in school and the studio at the same time. So yeah, I kind of removed myself from any judgment or criticism and was homeschooled from that point up until I took a high school exit exam. And then I graduated early and did college online. So I've kind of been doing my own thing, really.
Okay. Okay. So you, so you're walking in that light every day, I see.
I'm trying, yes.
Okay. Okay.
I have a question about like your mindset when it comes down to stepping outside of the box, because you graduated high school early and you're going on college at a young age. I just want to know, like, okay, how do where was your foundation from when you do these tasks, from making music that's out, that's pushing the envelope, from just creating in general?
You mean where my foundation is from? Like, where does my passion stem from?
Yes. Yes.
It is, like, for instance, amidst all the chaos that's going on in the world, the one thing that has grounded me and has always grounded me amidst any type of chaos is music. And I don't know, it's something that I can't really explain, because I was born in love with, you know, this craft. I don't know, it's not really something that I could explain. It's like when people say, when you fall in love with someone, you can't really explain why, you just know that you are. It's the only thing that's been consistent with me throughout my life. Like, I've done, I tried to be an artist. I thought I was about to be Picasso. I really did. I tried all kinds of side hustles, and the only thing that has ever stuck with me is music.
Wow. You know, you remind me so much of what I heard once upon a time when Michael Jackson was asked about music. And he says that he no longer does music, he is music. Mm-hmm. And it's like you've taken on the embodiment of that is just who you are. And your purpose is, and we know what music does, it evokes all kinds of emotions. So let me ask you this. When you decided, right, that, okay, this is it. I know that there was a time, well, maybe it wasn't a time where you're thinking, I can't do this. What have I done? What am I saying here? How do you, and this is for anyone who may be listening, anyone who have written down maybe in a diary or journal, this is what I want to do, X, Y, Z. How do you move past that impasse that says, you're stuck? Because obviously you're not, because you've been able to go on and do wonderful things, but how do you move past that?
I definitely have been in those places before a few times. And I realized that it wasn't until I was old enough to understand the concept of comparison and basically just comparison, when I started realizing that the world thrives off of comparing you to other people. Because I was really just purely furious up until age maybe like 10, which is when I started to have like a greater understanding of the world around me. And I think the only way to combat that is to become your number one fan, because there's always going to be people who don't like your music. So you can't go into the music industry expecting only positive results, or you're going to get burned, of course, because people are just haters, and also some people just don't vibe with your music. So I know I'd say the only way to get past that is to get so in touch with yourself and the meaning behind why you wanted to pursue it in the first place, that no one else's opinion can like waver you from that path. I think that's the only way.
That is so beautifully spoken. Thank you. Seriously, thank you so, so very much for that. And for those who are listening, you really do have to make up your mind that this is what I'm going to do, period. No matter what. Wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. So what do you like to do for fun?
Make music. I do really make music all the time. If I'm not making it, I'm listening to it. What else? I like anything involved in nature. I'm a vegan. I like animals. What else? I used to love surfing a lot because I live in Oceanside, so I live by the beach.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, everything is mainly focused on music. That's my life force energy is music.
I love it.
Anything new that's coming out? Like, what's on the horizon? What should we expect from you?
Okay. Well, because it's been quarantine, well, not quarantine, but shelter in place, I've had all this time to just create and strategize and try to think of what my next move is going to be and decide what I want my branding to be coming out of this. One of my favorite artists is Russ, and how he built his platform was releasing one single a week for, like, I think it was a year plus. He was just consistently releasing music. And that is my new goal. It's to release a song every Friday. So this Friday I'll have a song coming out, and then every Friday preceding that. So that's next
for me. What's your process like when you make new songs?
I'm sorry, it kind of cut out for a second.
What's your process like when you make them, when you start writing new songs? Are you just like, you know what, I'm just gonna write a song about this tree in my backyard. I'm gonna write a song about this, you know, like, or do you get feedback from fans from of any sort? What's that like?
It really depends, but most of the time, like 99% of the time, I always start with a beat first, whether I make it or put it together using samples or use someone else's beat. And I basically listen to the song, I push record and just record whatever comes out. So I just, you know, do a bunch of melodies. And then it's kind of called melody writing. So I'll go back and listen, and then I'll restructure the melody for the verse, the pre-chorus and the chorus. And then I'll write lyrics to that melody. And the lyrics really just depend on what emotions I'm feeling in the moment. Or if something just happened and I'm like, I need to get this off my chest, then it'll be about that. Yeah, it's very free flowing.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's dope. I mess with that. I mess with that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So what is next for you? Where do you go from here?
There's so many places I want to go. My ultimate dream, of course, is to be self-sufficient through way of my passion. So, you know, financially, and to be able to provide for my family and things like that. And to really just elevate my life, that is the goal. But I'm going to start focusing on getting playlisted. That's my newest goal, because that's how a lot of independent artists get discovered, is through playlisting on Spotify, the editorial playlists. So I'm hoping that throughout this consistent posting, it gives me a better shot at being playlisted in one of these playlists. And yeah, I'm going to also start performing once this filter in place is over. I don't know how long that's going to last, but
for sure.
So I have one question.
Yes.
How have you been staying grounded, like saying during this whole quarantine, you know, corona thing that's going on?
I'm starting to sound like a parrot, but music. there's a song I wrote.
Music is life.
It is. There's a song I wrote called We Can Breathe, which is actually coming out in a few weeks. And there was a live that I saw on Instagram of this man talking about the We Can't Breathe movement. And he was saying that we're basically asking our government to feel sympathy for us, to feel some sort of hurt for us. And he was, I don't know, he was just saying that we need to flip the narrative that we need to demand respect, or that we need to ask for respect, and to say that we can breathe, and we have been for the past 400 years, regardless of the fact that they've tried to, or that institutions have tried to harm the community. So the whole song is about flipping the narrative, and I'm collaborating with someone named Wolf Bandit on the song. He's an incredible rapper, also up-and-coming musician. And yeah, that song was really how I channeled my emotions with everything going on, because it has been affecting my mental health quite a bit. I think it's been affecting everyone's mental health.
Yeah.
And yeah, I realized for a long time I was kind of just marinating in my feelings, and I was beginning to feel, you know, depressed and unmotivated just because of the state of the world. And I was like, I need to channel this into something that will do good for myself and for others. So yeah, that's really how I've been getting through that. And of course, spending time with family, reconnecting with family members that I wasn't that connected with before, because I was so caught up in like the hustle and bustle of daily life. And I just had some time to relax. And also meditation has been helping me quite a bit to quiet my mind. So music, meditation, and connection with family.
Wow.
Has been really beneficial.
You know, you're such a beautiful person. Please let me say that. You are. You really, really are. Your soul kind of, we meet your soul before we meet you. And today, living, seeing someone like that, that just, I got chill bumps all over.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you so much for making a difference. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. Because it really does matter. You're giving hope to so many, many people, and you ought to be, you know, celebrated for that. So I'm going to have to ask you before you go, lady, would you kind of sing a couple of bars for us?
Sure. Let me think of something to sing. I was not prepared for this. I should have been prepared for this.
But you're music, so it's okay.
Am I only? Okay.
Thank you for saying yes, though.
I know, right?
All right. In 1 second, I'm trying to think of one specific song. Okay. I look and stay so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling, and my pride is the one to blame. Yeah, cause I know you don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now, your love. Got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch has got me looking, baby. Got me hoping you page me right now. Your kiss has got me hoping you page me right now. Looking so crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love.
Woo! I absolutely love you. I love you, lady. So how can we stay interactive and hear every Friday the single that you're going to be dropping for us?
My Instagram is at I am Ashley Music. And from there, I have a link in my bio that has a link to everything. My IMDb, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. So if you just go to my Instagram, then you'll get everything.
Wow.
Just connected to everything.
Thank you, Ashley, for being a part of the Dr. Tanji Show. You truly are a blessing. You are. And we're going to be listening for your singles every Friday.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. And thanks again for singing. I know how it is when people put you on the spot and say, do your thing.
I know, but I feel prepared.
I empathize.
Wow. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, should I exit out of it?
You can just stay on for the rest of the show. We're going to put you in as a host.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We're all standing here like, okay, bye.
Bye. Wow. What an amazing spirit, man. Wow. Ashley, she can blow. She's beautiful. She really is a triple threat, isn't she? Wow.
Everything you want.
So what we got next, KJ?
I think it's time for entertainment. Isn't it like entertainment time or something like that, KJ?
Sorry.
Is it entertainment time?
You want to entertain us?
Man, we are all entertainers. That's why we're here. Okay?
Let's go. Entertain us.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on, man. You know,
there is. Shutdown. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the shutdown first. The second shutdown. Why do you think we're in the second shutdown right now? Tell us why, KJ.
Well, bars, restaurants, movie theaters, trails, parks. are starting to close again in California.
Bathrooms, everything is closing.
Everything's closing again. So
I'm listening for the answer. You didn't answer. You he asked you that question. Why do you think?
Why do I think it's mainly? Yeah.
Be honest, KJ. Be honest.
Cases increasing. Yeah. The news saying that cases are increasing. So everything's been most entertainment in California has been shutting down again. I believe in Alabama, they just made it required, mandatory that you have to wear a mask wherever you go. I have a friend who lives in Alabama right now. So he just told me that. I was like, oh, really? He said, yep, that's how it's going right now. So we're just asking people to stay safe out there. If your family has been affected due to the virus or the financial ramifications that's been going on with unemployment, we're praying for you guys. We pray all is well. We pray safety for your family and financial needs. Yeah. It's a tough time. It's a tough time.
All right, I'm gonna get a little funky on this because, so there are, different perspectives on the COVID-19 situation. I've heard this personally. Some people think it's a myth. It's not out there, it's a sham or whatever else. But if that was the case, then people wouldn't be impacted by it. They wouldn't have it, they wouldn't be passing away from it. This thing is real. Also, yes, we kind of have to do this thing with discretion. Once a few things opened, it seemed like some people had the mindset that everything was back to normal again and everything was all good. It's not good. And that's why we're going into part two of the coronavirus quarantine, unfortunately. So, we have to be responsible for ourselves, but we also have to remember that there's a world around us and people around us. And I know we talked about this earlier, 93% of the cases, at least in LA County, where people actually passed away, they had underlying health conditions. So you have to remember, it's not just about you. It's not just about what you think and so on. Like, let's just care about one another to have a heart and try to be accountable and responsible for the world around us, not just ourselves, because, that's what you have to think about for the most part. I mean, even if, you feel like it's not real, people are passing away from this. People are very sick. There are people in ICU and so on. So I feel like everything that's going on right now, not even just that, but the things that have been plaguing our society for the last few months, there's a divide in perspective. And when you have a divide in perspective, it's hard to work to one common foundation so we can all handle whatever the thing is that we're dealing with at hand. But perspective is important, but let's just be responsible and accountable. And, if we handle things the right way, we won't have a third quarantine. We'll have a fourth quarantine. And this second quarantine may not have, come about. So let's just remember that this thing is out there.
Suffer now so then you'll be free in the future.
Yeah, because
I would say suffer as a word, but do what you work hard now so you don't have to worry.
Absolutely.
Because after a while, certain things kind of become counterproductive. Like if you don't think it's real, you're not handling it like it's a real issue, then this thing is going to continue to recur and it's going to become a cycle and you're going to be at home even longer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm sorry for being transparent and real, but that's just what it is.
No, don't ever be apologetic for being transparent, really, because we need to hear this. The masks really do slow the spread of the virus. They do. I promise you they do. Washing your hands underneath your nails, between your fingers, it really does.
Get those little air, get that meat right there. You got to get that meat right there when it comes to washing your hands, okay? Wash the whole hand back, front, side to side, phalanges. Do it all. Don't just wash the fingertips and sprinkle a little water on the end like that. You got to wash the whole hands. Get in there. 20 to 30 seconds plus hot water, soap.
Absolutely.
Don't get out there and use water because you are just smearing dirt around. Be responsible. That's all.
I love you, Niles. I couldn't have said it better. But really, we really are in the throes. I'm sorry, KJ, you're about to say something?
Calm down. I would hate to see your shower sessions. You got to get everything. I'm like, what the heck?
There we go.
Yep. We can, honestly, guys, we can stop the spread of this virus. We can stop it. We can stop it. And we have to do it now, consciously. Wear the mask. Leave one in your car, one in your ladies, one in your purse. Just make it mandatory that even your children, your teenagers, are wearing their masks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another reminder, it is not the employee's fault that they have to enforce mandates and rules. Do not take it out on them.
Yes.
You know, it's bigger than us. It's bigger than them. It's people actually calling the shots. So it's not the employees who are doing this. They're just trying to do their job. So, you know, once again, if you have Starbucks, mm-hmm. don't throw your coffee at them. You know, if they tell you to put a mask on, just abide.
Absolutely. So abide. Important to say that.
Yep. Yep. And next up,
Better news. You know, it's coming back at the end of the what? I'm sorry.
Who are you talking to, KJ?
You going to?
Oh yeah, we're gonna do it.
No, it's the Dr. Niall show.
No, you say we go. We go all chime in. I'm gonna go ahead and pass it to you, KJ. Next up, we have what?
I was just going to say what else in brighter news for all my NBA fans out there. July 30th, we coming back. 29th, actually. We coming back with the NBA bubble is in session. So be prepared.
Yeah.
You won't see me anymore because I grew up in the end. I'm just saying. I'm playing.
Sports.
Just want to bring up on brighter news, like, we have more entertainment coming soon. Hopefully this will be over so we can actually attend these games. Who knows what that's going to look like. Also, we want to give a tribute to Naya Rivera with passing. Passing. Prayers to her family, friends, and associates who have been affected. And her son, too.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say her son. Like, couldn't imagine, you know. Processing and understanding that, and just having your mother right next to you at one moment and then never again. So, man.
Yeah. We want to, we've been inside the house for so long and people are just like bursting with excitement to get out right now. But we want to make sure everybody's mental health is secure. So we want to give everybody the number of for the mental and health suicide prevention lifeline, which is 1-800-273-8255, which is 1-800-273-8255. Or just ask us for tips as well, because we have all, but like we said in the beginning, emotions and depression, anxiety, we all suffer from it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we must learn how to master it, how to overcome it, hinder our performance. So either hit us up on Dr. Tanji Show, us individually, slide into our DM, just like, hey, what are some tips that you can give me?
Yeah.
We'll do our best to help you, to point you in the right direction.
Yeah, because we definitely understand too. When we're like, you know, naturally, of course, we're not supposed to be in an enclosed space for a prolonged period of time. It's tough. And, you know, all kinds of things start to run through your head. So we have to make sure that we are exercising, not just physically, but making sure that we stay active. We keep our minds alive. We keep, you know, our emotions alive. We find ways to stay alive and live on a consistent basis every day. Even if we're inside, there's tons of games, there's Connect Four, there's books, there's YouTube,
books.
There's TikTok, there's books. You know, Instagram, books again. You know, there are tons of things that we can find, you know, to, you know, keep us busy and keep us creative and keep us going. So don't fall into, You know, I get it. Depression is very easy to take hold of. But remember, there are avenues to keep yourself entertained and stimulated. And I'm sure that all of us on this show have been, you know, tackling different things and, you know, trying to keep, you know, doing our best to keep ourselves busy as well. So just, you know, just stay active, stay busy, and just always be looking a way, you know, to just branch out and live and learn and love.
Absolutely.
Just experience life. Shakalaka.
Don't you love it? I noticed, guys, when I take myself out of the equation and I'm thinking about how can I brighten somebody's day, whether it's a text, whether it's a phone call, whether, you know, whatever it is, it releases some endorphins that I begin to feel so much better, you know? So maybe we can concentrate on making certain that other people are sound, that they're doing good, they're okay. I heard on the news right before the show that I think it's in Israel where they've got a group that wanna take people to go and hug trees. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, what? Hug a tree? But, you know, I don't really get the significance of it, but maybe, I don't know. I think just as much love as you have, give it away. It'll come right back to you. Just continue. Just practice. Every morning, practice giving love away. You know, we can make a game out of it. How many I love you have you done today?
And mean it. Love it. You have to mean it, too. You can't just say, I love you. And
no, right.
That's a whole other principle that we're working on. Guys, more stuff is coming soon for the Dr. Tanji show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you haven't gotten to love yet, you can start by saying, I like you. Right? Okay? And then from there, it will mature to love.
You always need to just look yourself in the mirror and say, I love me, because you can't
remember. I love me. And if you don't love you, then that's something that you can work on during the second quarter.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. We're here. We're here to make your life better, to literally, if we need to, get you by the hand and say, come on, let's experience life. Let's go on this journey. Because life is good. And I say it all the time, and please hear me when I say this. If I die, and I don't want to right now, but if I do, I win. Because when you're living your life the way he wants you to, the best that you can, what more can you do? Seriously, what more can you do?
For sure. That's true. Okay. this is a great time to be alive. Every day is a great time to be alive. And one more thing, I was talking about this earlier. If you can't cook, learn how to cook. You know what I'm saying? I've been cooking up a storm. You know,
I've been
Chef Arnaz in it. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible. Just look up all kinds of recipes, experiment. If it doesn't taste good, keep on cooking it until it tastes better. That's all.
Absolutely.
I'm saying.
Yeah. And on a serious note, if you're listening and you are struggling with whatever, whether it's struggling mentally, whether it's struggling financially, whether it's just, I don't know what to do, I feel like I'm about to jump out of my skin, please, please let someone know. Please, mm-hmm. Don't be there by yourself and you need an outlet.
Not by yourself, because once again, someone has been through your shoes before.
You better believe it.
Maybe it's like your mind is telling you, no one has been through this before. How long have humans been around? You have to ask yourself that question.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we've been talking about emotions on this show. It's okay to analyze and evaluate your feelings, why you feel certain ways, and evaluate those emotions and so on. Like, really get to the bottom of that.
And when it hurts,
progress may take place after that.
When it begins to hurt, it's like once you start analyzing it and begins to hurt, that's when you know you're close to the roots of your problem. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Spoken like geniuses. I'm so very fortunate to have this show, to be on the show with you guys, that you really speak to the heart and soul of the person. So thank you guys for that. Seriously, thank you. Absolutely. So don't forget, with your emotions, the 6 principles to deal with emotions. 1, recognize your emotions. 2, slow your pace. 3, share your emotions with God. He created you. He knows. Yep. 4, teach yourself to stop. 5, pinpoint your triggers and underlining emotions. And then 6, visualize your victory. Please.
Imagination too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to join us every Wednesday, this time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Dr. Tanji, Monday at 5 p.m. We're going to finish up with our last person that got her book deal. I don't want to give the show, but she did. She does have her book deal. She's being published, and she's excited. We want to hear exactly how she got there, what's next for her. That's Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk to Tanji Facebook Live. All right, guys. Thank you for another glowing show. Thank you for showing up and sharing the love, or as Niles would say, sharing the light. Till next time. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.